Shir Samach Tes, Yom Aleph.
I want to be maimed the machlekes Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua we have a Masech Teksuves that's in four sugyas about machlekes Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. When you see the sugyas, and every one of the sugyas, it be'etzim looks a little bit different. And I want to be maimid the dvarim. In our Mishneh, Hanoyse so isha ve'leimotzo lo psulim, she says, "Misharastani ne'enasti, and I deserve a ksuve." And he says, "Ad shelo yarastich, v'hoyo mikri mekachtois." She claims it happened later. V'hoyo nispechasadeyu, sharastani ne'enasti, and he says it happened before. Rabban Gamliel holds ne'emenes, and she collects her ksuve. Rabbi Gamliel holds Ne'emenes and she collects her ksuva. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Eino Ne'emenes, Cheskas Momen, and she does not collect her ksuva. And she cannot collect her ksuva. Those are the machlekes. Rabbi Gamliel believes her and she's Ne'eman to collect the ksuva. She's never to say Misharastani Ne'enasti. And Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. And the Cheskas Momen is better. Cheskas Momen is better. And the Gemara declares, what is the Machlekes Rabban Gamliel with Rabbi Yeshua? That Rabban Gamliel holds she's Ne'emenes, she could collect the Ksuva, even though he's a Muchzek. She's never to say Misharastani Ne'enasti. And Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not Ne'eman. And the first Hezbo that the Gemara says, is Bori Veshemo. She's a Bori, Misharastani Ne'enasti. He doesn't know when it happened. He says, maybe it happened before. Rabban Gamliel holds Bori Odif, Bori Veshemo, Moni Lebeyotcho, Valayimer Eini Yedea, Chayev, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Potu. And this is one way the Gemara really wants to learn Machlekes Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabban Gamliel holds Ne'emenes, Bori Veshemo, Bori Odif. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Eino Ne'emenes, Bori Veshemo, Lav Bori Odif, Ukme Momeini Becheskas More, and he's the Muzik and the Ksuve, she cannot collect the Ksuve with her Taina. Bori Veshemo, Lav Bori Odif, even that he's a Shemo, he doesn't know what had happened, and she says he knows for sure it happened later. So this was the first way the Gemara wanted to learn the Machlekes, if Bori Veshemo, Bori Odif or not. Rabbi Gamliel holds Bori Odif, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Lav Bori Odif. And Lemandomar Bori Odif, it's very Gishmak, Alochiki Rabban Gamliel. He doesn't have to move from that. He learns Bori Veshema Bori Odif. Avad Lemandomar Bori Veshema Bori Odif, Rabban Gamliel is like him. I mean, he doesn't have to come to nothing else to add. Bori Veshema Bori Odif. So Rabban Gamliel, she's a Bori, he's a Shema. Avad Lemandomar Bori Veshema Bori Odif, Afilu Lehoitzi, Avad Rabban Gamliel is Mitzad Bori Veshema. Is we passing Bori Veshem Olav Bori Odif? We passing like Rab Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says, so how we will arrange that? It's Rabban Gamliel. Hari Alochiki Rabban Gamliel. And the Gemara has two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara has, Migu. She has a Migu. She could have said Mukaseit, Asach Gishmaker. She would not be Nifsel Lekeuna. Instead of saying, Sharastani Ne'enasti, she would say, Mukaseit Zani, Tachtecho. And she will get a ksuva, she will not be posted like a una. The fact that she says, Drusasi Shani, Psharastani Ne'enasti, so it's a raya that she's saying emes. One teretz of the Gemara. Second teretz of the Gemara, she has a cheskas aguf. Cheskas aguf says it happened later. So the cheskas aguf is mesayat to her to say that it happened later. So we have two terutzim why lefi Rabban Gamliel you believed. She has a migu. She could have said mukaseitz. Other mitzad she has a cheskas aguf. And we mentioned, and the teretz of migu we said two drochim. The Ramban says mikan muchach shemigu lehoitzi amrina. She has a migu. And the Moltke and the Shach answer it's not a raya. Maybe it's migu betziruf bori. Migu betziruf bori helps lehoitzi, but migu lehoitzi alone doesn't help. If we want to say it in different words, we had a suffix. What is the answer of migu? She has a migu and thus alone could win, or only betziruf the bori? This was the first teretz of the Gemara. Today we're going to handle the second teretz of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers she has a chazoke. The yesh lanu lihistapik. And this is the whole shir be'etzim. I'll say nochem all. It's avoid the metzim, the whole masech the ksuvis. I'll try to mesader it in one shir. If you have this klor, sugyas and masech the ksuvis become klor in the hemshech. It's one klal. What is the pshat in the teretz of the Gemara? One way, as they state in the Meiri, when as they state in the Shittim Mekubetzes, the Gemara says like this, you write that Bori V'Shem Olav Bori Odif, but if the Bori has a Chazoke as well, the Ainu Nish Nor a Bori, a Chazoke Eichet, oh, Bori V'Cheskes Aguf could be my Tzimamen. This is one Teretz. Other the Teretz of the Gemara name, Cheskes Aguf is my Tzimamen, even without a Bori. Even if she would not be a bari, the cheskas aguf would win. What is the teretz of the Gemara? At kan le'osom elo da'amrin uke acheskoso, aval ochem maich hazoke yisle. The reason Rabbi Gamliel, because she has cheskas aguf. So we have two drochim to understand pshat in Rabbi Gamliel, that she has cheskas aguf. One pshat to say that she has cheskas aguf, b'tziruf the bari, and the other pshat is, not because the tziruf the bari, cheskas aguf levat, could be moitzi moment. And I want to explain. The first tzad is the Shita Sameiri, we will call it, and Shita Sabalamoer, and Shita Sashita Mekubetzes, that the teretz of the Gemara is, you write that Bori V'Shem Olav Bori Odif, but Betziruf Chazoke it works. Why Betziruf Chazoke it works? The Meiri says the words, Bori plus a Chazoke, Nushin Gora Shtarke Bori, Bori Toiv Meoid. Bori Toiv Meoid wins a Shema. Gora Shtarke Bori. Bori plus a chazoke. The Balamoyer will say different. Bori plus chazoke against cheskes moment. Two against one win. As the Balamoyer after Zayin says it. The Meiri says, so I'll say, Lefi the Meiri, I'll give the whole thing to the Bori plus a chazoke. Lefi the Balamoyer, Bori plus chazoke, he says it's two. The Oche Chode, cheskes moment. Two against one, two win. This is one way. But Cheskes Aguf alone was never a tzad that will win the Cheskes Moment. Why? The Pnei Yeshua is busy to explain why. Why Misvore the Cheskes Aguf alone can't win the Cheskes Moment. But the Cheskes Aguf cannot win the Cheskes Moment. The second Mahalach is Shitas Rashi. And the whole Masech Teksuvis. And Mistom Shitas HaTeisvis. That the Teretz of the Gemara is the Cheskes Aguf could be Moitzi Moment. Cheskas aguf is stronger from cheskas moment, and cheskas aguf is moitzi moment. Those are the teretz of Rabbi Gamliel. Why cheskas? Why it's stark? I won't have to explain. You're right. The Yeshua says that he doesn't understand it. The lechta that it's not. We'll say that the Rishonim say that the Svara says that yes. Okay. Oh, but this is be'etzim the whole shir, the whole first part of shir that we're going be'etzim to miyaset. Meir ishita balamoyer that the answer of the Gemara is Rabbi Gamliel is bori plus cheskas aguf, and shitas Rashi. And Teisves, we have to build up that Rashi. Rashi and Teisves, that the Gemara's answer is that Cheskas Aguf alone could win the Loitzi moment. Those are the terrors of the Gemara. What? Anabori. What? I said Rashi and Teisves. Let me ask it. I'll shoot this if it's shver in the end, you'll ask. It's three gemores that we have to go duch. Three gemores that we have to go duch. And we'll start. Listen, start the Gemaras. The first Gemara is that the Mishnah that the Svava Mudbeis the Zayin Amud Aleph. It's inside. The Gemara says the Mishnah at the beginning of the second Perek says a Isha got married, a normal marriage, and she got divorced. The husband says, when we got married, you're almana. When we got married, you're almana. Da'ainu, not Pesach, Pesuach, Matzasi. Everyone knew that you're almana. When we got married, everyone knew that you're almana. Not what was the shaila if you're almana or not. Was bavus, you're almana. When you got married, you're almana. She says, I was a psula. So he claims, not Mekach Toys. I was only Mischayev 100. She says, no, you were Mischayev 200. The aloch is, how you could prove it? Zog the Gemara.
What?
She
says she's a psula. He said,
Almona still gets money. Almona gets money, right? And she said, psula, she wants more sign. She says, psula, she was never Almona, she was never married. She was never Almona, not psula Almona. She says she was never married. She was a single girl. She never get married. So the Gemara said, no, yeah. Look inside. Zog the Gemara how she could prove it if she has Eidim that b'shas dechasene she was yoytze behinuma v'roisha porua. Then we know that she was a psula, and she gets 200. But if she can't find no one from the chasana that remembers how she was sitting there, so she gets only 100. So he argues with her, he says, when we got married, you're almana. She says, I was a psula. So state that if she can't prove it, she gets only 100. So who is believed, him or her? If she did a mishnah that only if she could prove it, but if she can't prove it, so she gets 100. So who is believed? Frag the Gemara, look into Zayin Amud Aleph. Time the Ike Eidim. Holek Eidim Baal Me'eman. Leim Etnan Stom the Loike Rabban Gamliel. The Ike Rabban Gamliel. Omar Hi Me'em. And our Mishnah, he believes her. If an our Mishnah Rabban Gamliel believes her, so why dear, she's not believed? Zog the Gemara, Fashtenish. Afilo Teimer Rabban. So look how Rashi explains the Kashi. He neemenes the ozil bosa chazok and the gufe. Hey, Rabban Gamliel goes bos cheskas aguf, and cheskas aguf says that she was a psula. She has a cheskas aguf that she's a psula. And for the Gemara, afilu teimer Rabban Gamliel ad kan loikomar Rabban Gamliel lo somelo bebori veshemo, aval loch bebori vebori. Pashtus a Gemara by os Rabban Gamliel goes bos cheskas aguf plus bori. Aber dir is not Bori Veshemo. He says Bori that she was Almana. He says I married you Becheskes Almana. So if he says I married you Becheskes Almana, if he says I married you Becheskes Almana, so he's a Bori Vebori, he's not Bori Veshemo. By us the reason is belief, because it's a Bori Veshemo. Dir is not Bori Veshemo. It's a Bori Vebori. Bebori Vebori, like Yoma. This is Be'etzem Kimat Ha'ofen Gemara. As state in the Gemara, state in the Gemara klar that the reason Rabban Gamliel believes is Bori Veshemo, not Cheskas Aguf alein. There also she has a Cheskas Aguf that she was a psula. But if she doesn't have a Bori Veshemo, it doesn't work. And from that, the Meiri and the Rishonim want to prove that the ganze teretz of the Gemara by us Cheskas Aguf is Betziruf Bori Veshemo. Ki koma Rabban Gamliel. Bebori veshemo, aval ocher bori vebori. So vayt frey the Gemara with the koari lo, my koari lo. What you wanted, bichlal? Why you asking me that it's the loike Rabban Gamliel? And for the Gemara, o bori vebori you. Kevon the roiv noshim psula is nisa es ki bori veshemo domi. Zog the balamor pshat, I thought like this. What is the mile of bori veshemo? Cheskes aguf plus bori, two against one? I thought you have, you're right that there is a bori vebori. O but she has cheskes aguf plus roiv. Reiv and Cheskes Aguf, two against one. This was the Gemara Salkedaito. The Gemara, you know, it ain't a Gemara Menach HaRoiv. But Zog the Balamoyer, So what is state in the Gemara? State in the Gemara, this is we call, it's the one Gemara, of four, three Gemaras, Chusam Ari Gemara. This Gemara to Zion is the Pashtus, state klar in the Gemara that the time of Rabbi Gamliel is mitzad bori v'shemo. Bebori v'bori lo yikroma. From here is Mucha like the Meiri Balamoyer, and the Shita Mekubetzes brings down this Raya, and the Rishoni brings down this Raya. Rabbi Gamliel is bori plus Cheskes Aguf. But Cheskes Aguf alone doesn't win, and this is the case. If daft is well, she has a cheskes aguf. Let me be mind me the sheet as well. Cheskes aguf alone doesn't help. Zok the sheet of Mekubetzes, what we will answer on Rashi. We decided that Rashi doesn't go with Bori Veshema together. Later we'll medai, the Rashi's close. And every place in the Sugyas and the four Gemaras, by us in all these three places, Rashi doesn't hold it mitzad Bori Veshema. Like even Rashi in the beginning, when he starts with daft design. Hine emenes, the ozil basach hazok et aguf. Zog the Shita Mekubetzes, the Gemara doesn't mean Bori Veshema B'tzuruf Cheskes Aguf. Fakir, if it's so stark, what the Gemara had to have him in it? You're right, the Gemara will ask, the Ko'ari lo, my Ko'ari lo. If the Lomdas by us is mitzad Bori Veshema, there is no Bori Veshema. How you medamed Bichlal? What is the Tzushtel Bichlal? How the Gemara is medame one to each other? Hari it's not Doime one to each other. Hari it's not Doime one to each other. Zog the Shita Mekubetzes, the Gemara means like this. Avada Cheskes Aguf could win. What would it be when it's Shema Veshema? Both of them are Shema. She doesn't member and he doesn't member. She doesn't member. And he doesn't member. She became sick, she forgets. And he also doesn't know. He says, Psula, she says, I don't remember when it happened. Shema Veshema. Avada zog the shita lefi Rashi cheskes aguf is moitzi momen. The Gemara meant one zach. The Gemara meant that if the husband is a bori, cheskes aguf cannot be moitzi. Not that cheskes aguf only could be moitzi b'tziruf bori. But cheskes aguf wins cheskes momen. But cheskes momen that the guy that is holding on says borili, you can't break it on a raya. If he doesn't have a bori, cheskes aguf could be moitzi momen. So not because the cheskes aguf needs a bori to mesayer, you don't need, what the Gemara meant, bebori vebori lo ke omar, not that bebori veshema ke omar, because bori veshema bori odi plus cheskes aguf. The pshat in the Gemara is, if the muzik is a bori, cheskes aguf can be moitzi. But if the muzik is a shema, avada, you could be moitzi. Even if the toyen is also a shema. As I zog the shita mekubetzes, and daf I involve the answer shitas Rashi. Mikol mekoyim. Lo megein vayta. So the vayl we have one gemore that pashtes a gemore. We have to remember pashtes a gemore mashma and daf I tezayin that Rabbi Gamliel is bori veshemo plus cheskes aguf is moitzi momen. But if it's not a bori veshemo plus cheskes aguf alone cannot be moitzi momen. And the shita says that lefi Rashi the gemore is lav dafka avad cheskes aguf can be moitzi momen. The gemore just meant that if the muzik is a bori, cheskes aguf cannot win him. This is one gemore. Let me get into the next gemore. The next gemore is in daf lamed vov. Steht das ey. Hachereishes. Min zashoito beetzem. Ein lo tainas psulim. Hachereishes ein lo tainas psulim. Friedrich Morris Tire. Steht hachereishes yesh lo tainas psulim. Zog de Gemara Horabon Gamliel Horab Yoshua. I want to explain. Chereshes is a girl that is not normal. Dino Shoito. She gets married and the husband comes and he says, Pesach, Posuach, Motzosi. I don't want to give her her ksuva. Chereshes, she gets married and the husband tainas, Pesach, Posuach, Motzosi. I don't want to give you a ksuva. Don't want to give you a ksuva. Shteit, Ein lo tainas psulim. He can't tie, he has to give her a ksuva. Why he has to give her a ksuva? Why he has to give her a ksuva? Chereshes ein lo tainas psulim. He has to give her a ksuva. Why? Zot the Gemara, Kerabon Gamliel. Look in Rashi, open la medvav amud alef, dibur amasril horabon Gamliel. Look la medvav amud alef, dibur amasril horabon Gamliel. זאת רשי. דאמר בפריקם, היא אומרת משאר הסתני נאנסתי נאמנס, הוכנמי אין לו תיינס פסולים להפסיד וכסובוסו. דאמרינן, היא הווה פיקחס ליטוין, הווה תיינה משאר הסתני נאנסתי. You marry a shoito, and she doesn't have psulim. She doesn't know what to answer. Yeah? So, state in the Gemara, you have to give her a ksuva. I pesach pesuach matzasi. Maybe it happened before. So, Rashi, but if she would be normal, what she would answer you? Sharastani ne'anasti. What? What do you mean? Tanina. Does it have tanina? So, b'meile, she could answer him, Sharastani ne'anasti. So, b'meile, she could be given a ksuva. I mean, look in Rashi inside. So before asking, look in Rashi inside. That was ancient Rashi. Yeah? So the Gemara says, Chereshes ein lo tainas psulim. So Rashi lamedvov, why ein lo tainas psulim? The Amrin el perikam el yoimeres misharastan minenasti neemenes, hochenami ein lo tainas psulim lehafsidok suvoso, The Amrinen, he have a pikachas litin, have a toano, misharastani ne'anasti ve'ne'emenes. So we do ta'aninen for her. So we have a chereshes, that she's a shoito be'etzem. She doesn't know say nothing. And he says, pesach pesuach matzasi. And we say, if she would know what to answer, she would answer, shmu. This gemozi you have to do before. Say so. If she would be pikachas, she would say misharastani ne'anasti. She would be pikachas, she would say misharastani ne'anasti. So you're right that she's not here, she's not saying now, she's a shoito, but she gets a ksuve. She gets a ksuve. As I stated in Gemara, she gets a ksuve. Frek teisves, pirish bakuntras. Look at teisves lamed vav amud alef. Look at teisves lamed vav amud alef. Pirash bakuntres, the have a pikachas litoim, have a tiny misharastani ne'anasti. So she gets a ksuve, why? She's not a psula. She's not a psula now. Why she gets a ksuve? If she would be pikachas, she would say misharastani ne'anasti. If she would be pikachas, she would say misharastani ne'anasti. וכושל רי, היכה תענין אלו הוכי מסופק, להפוק עם המוינה. כיוון דאיו לא איתנו. חסקס גופי ישרה דארי שורשורות לפונכו, אבל חסקס מומן לא ישרה. This thesis is בקצורו. Thesis הראש explains the cash very clear. זוג דה thesis הראש. Why she wins? Because בורי ושמו בצירוב חסקס הגוף. This lady, she's a shoita. She doesn't know what to say. So why we want to be Moitzi Momen? Because Cheskas Aguf tells us it happened later. Cheskas Aguf says it happened later. He has a Cheskas Momen. We don't know when it happened or not. Cheskas Aguf is Machriya de Shaila. It happened later. This is the Pshat in the Gemara. Aber Arei, the Pshat in the Gemara is Rabban Gamliel believes her only Bori Betzir of Cheskas Aguf. Without the Bori, Rabban Gamliel doesn't believe her. So, without the Bori, Rabban Gamliel doesn't believe her. So, what helps that is a Cheskas Aguf that says that it happened later? The husband has a Cheskas moment. Cheskas Aguf says it happened later. Cheskas Aguf alone cannot win because it's Reus. So, why it wins? Bori Veshemo. She's not a Bori Veshemo. Ta'anina never makes a Bori. The Achonim say Alamol, Ta'anina never makes a Bori. And even if it makes a Bori, it makes a Bori to Mechayiv Shvua. But Bori V'Shemo is, the whole fact is, that Er is a Bori and Er is a Shemo. She's a Shemo, we don't know when it happened. But I mean, you can make to him Ta'anina back, he's also a Bori. He also has a Bori. It's not Bori V'Shemo here. The Teretz is, Voshteito. So state in Tesis is Kashe. Tesis understands that the reason if you're Rabban Gamliel, you believe, why you believe the Alibed Rabban Gamliel? The reason you believe Alibed Rabban Gamliel is Betziruf Bori Veshemo. If you believe Alibed Rabban Gamliel because Tziruf Bori Veshemo, Frek Teisves, in that case, dear, where's the Bori Veshemo? The lady is a Shoito, she got married, and he finds a Pesach Pesuach. He tells her it's open, she's quiet. We tell him, listen, Ta'animem Shahastanina nasti. Cheskas Aguf says it happened later. You're right that Cheskas Aguf says that it happened later. But Rabbi Gamliel on Abogi doesn't work. These are the words of the Teis HaRosh. Hari Taimed Rabban Gamliel Mishum Bori Veshemo. Kede Amrinen Bedafte Zayin. So you're right that this Isha has a Cheskas Aguf. But Cheskas Aguf alone can win. So before the answer of Thesis, the answer on Rashi is, Rashi learns Cheskas Aguf wins Cheskas Momen Ali B'de Rabban Gamliel. Lefi Rashi, Cheskas Aguf wins Cheskas Momen Ali B'de Rabban Gamliel. So Val Cheskas Aguf wins Cheskas Momen Ali B'de Rabban Gamliel. So the Cheskas Aguf says when it happened? Later. So you marry a Shoito and you find a Pesach Pesuach. When it happened? Before the chasana or after the chasana? Zog the Cheskas Aguf. Happened later. Cheskas Momen says, you can't be Moitzi Momen. The Teretz is, Rabban Gamliel holds, Cheskas Aguf is Moitzi Momen.
Why do you need Ta'anina?
Oh, very good. You have to know, why we have to come to Ta'anina? Ben Hashem will answer it. The Shittim Kubetzis explains, why we have to come to Ta'anina? Ta'anina is not a Bori. He also has a Ta'anina. It's a tiny thing that it happened before. That Ta'aninah's Bori is cancelled out. There's no Din Bori Veshemo to the Ta'aninah here. Both of them are Ta'aninah. What? He has a Cheskes Momen. And she has a Cheskes Aguf. So, Teisus understands, as they state in Teis HaRosh, that what wins? The Bori Veshemo. If the Bori Veshemo wins, it's no Bori Veshemo in Daf Lamed Vav. And we learned in after Zion that the reason of Rabbi Gamliel is because Bori Veshemo. So how this Chereshes could get the money mitzad? Cheskas Aguf, but she doesn't have a Bori Veshemo. What? It's only to explain why Cheskas Aguf can't be Moitzi Momen. Why Cheskas Aguf Levad is not Moitzi Momen? It's not Negea. I said, it's not Negea. Please explain why the Cheskas... It's not Chazal, not Negea. Not Negea, this time. This is not the noise. Thesis explains why the Cheskas Aguf is not Moitzi Momen. You ask them a question, Thesis. It's not Nishna Gedder, it's Shaila now. It's not a Shaila. It's not Negedder. Saibreb Gamliel is Azei, Saibreb Gamliel is Azei. Mikol Mekoy. So, Nochabo. The Vail, we have two Gemores. Then we have our Sugye. That the Gemara answered that Rabbi Gamliel holds Bori Veshemo Bori Odif. Frek the Gemara leman the Omar Bori Veshemo Lav Bori Odif. And the Gemara answered, you have a Cheskas Aguf. Loshon Rashi Bayos, Cheskas Aguf. Chazoke that she's a psulo. This is the Gemara Bayos. We had a Gemara in Daf Lamedvov. The Gemara in Daf Tzayin. The Gemara in Daf Tzayin wanted the Medamer Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua to a case that the husband and the wife have an argument if she was an almona or a psula. So the Pashas, the Gemara answered, the Machlik, Rabbi Gamliel only goes Bosa Cheskas Aguf when it's a Bori Veshemo. Without a Bori Veshemo, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't go Bosa Cheskas Aguf. We will matcha that Gemara lefi Rashi, that the Gemara doesn't mean that. Now we have the second Gemara, and Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara says that Alibir Rabbi Gamliel Chereshes could collect the ksuva. She doesn't have a bori. She's quiet. We tiny for her, but she doesn't have a bori, Frek Teisvis. So why she collects? You're right that she has a Cheskas Aguf that it happened later. But a Cheskas Aguf on bori can collect? As a Frek Teisvis on Rashi. The Teretz is, Rashi learns Cheskas Aguf could be Moitzi Momen on a bori. Cheskas Aguf could be Moitzi Momen on a bori. On a bori. Why I have to come to Ta'anina? Tarot says, without no Taina, you don't moitzi moment from a person. You have to have a Taina. A person is a muhzak, even if it's a chazak as a goof against him, has to be a Taina. So within Ta'anina, we make a Taina. Within Ta'anina, we make a Taina. But it's not a din bori. Now we have to know, even the Thesis asked the Kasha and Rashi, Umiu mevi ri raya. The Ri says, I have a good Kasha and Rashi, aber Voskem and Ton, and Daf Ayin Hei Ayin Vov, Rashi is right. Cheskas Aguf Levad works. I'm asking a kasha and Rashi here, and I will say a nupshat in the sugi here, not mitzad chaskas aguf. Taisa is a whole different pshat in the sugi. By that time later, we'll get back to Taisa's pshat in the sugi. Tzad mukaseitz. Taisa says that be'etzim, you know why she has a ksuve? Every lady in the world is a mukaseitz. No one really could never find psulim. And mainly you have to give them money. Aye, so what is the whole Mishnah is by us? The fact that the Isha doesn't say she's a mukaseit, vice that she's not. But be'etzim, if someone doesn't say nothing, kulu mechvat chvite, everyone is mukaseit. So b'meile, anub shat in mukaseit, mukaseit is belief, not mitzad migu, not mitzad chazoke, every Isha in the world is a mukaseit. And normally the Shai is, why you didn't say? Ah, vice is nisht. Say mukaseit, and finish the whole story. But a chereshes that can't talk, so we assume that she's a mukaseit. Okay, this is tasteless of pshat, a zaiti ke pshat, klapi de sugi. A zaiti ke pshat, klapi de sugi. I said again, she has to, Taisa said. Look at Taisa. Taisa explained that she has to. Taisa says, if a normal person says that she's mukaseit, but people are speaking to her, maybe she was misdanned. She opens her mouth and she says, every normal person wants to make himself clean. Says, I'm a mukaseit. Again. But back to Taisus. So Taisus himself was maimed that is a Rashi and Dafla Medvov that learns the sugya that the Fira ben Gamliel, even without a bori, b'shemo v'shemo, cheskas aguf is moitzi mamen. B'shemo v'shemo, cheskas aguf is moitzi mamen. It's moitzi mamen. And Taisus asked the Kashi, why? Ari lechura misvore, you need a bari v'shema, zog the Taisa Rosh. Aber voske menton, umi umi viri raye, refound the raye, azei v'shitas Rashi. We'll go now to the next gemore. The next gemore is a sugi and daf ayin hei, and ayin vov. Also very poshut. In ayin hei state, a very interesting mishneh. Look in Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. Look at the Mishnah Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. Hoyu b'mumim. A person gets married with a lady and she finds out she's missing a finger. Now, he could find it out before the chasana and he could find it out after the chasana. If he found it out before the chasana, oyde b'beis avia, she has to prove that the finger got chopped off after the Eirusin, after the she became Urasa, b'meile nisbech asadeyu. Ha'av tzorich l'aviraya she nis'arso hayu b'mumim alolu. V'nisbech asadeyu. Nichnes aloshus ha'baal, but if only after the chasana they find out that she's missing the finger, the husband has to bring a raya that it was not dear b'shas the Eirusin. So this is the Mishnah. A person marries a Isha and he claims Mekach Toes. Mekach Toes. If it was found, the Kiddushin was in the beginning of the year. If it was found in the middle of the year, before the Nesuim, so the father has to prove that B'shas De'eru since she had a finger, and now Nisbech HaSadeyu. If it's found after the Nesuim, so who has to prove? The Baal. Frek de gemore, what is the pshat in the first din that if a person gets married and you find that she's missing a finger, the father has to prove? Why the father has to prove? Lefira bon Gamliel, Cheskas Aguf says that when she was born she had the finger. This means I'm saying chop. If she never had a finger, it's no chashayla. If she was born like that, so maybe it's no cheskas aguf, yeah? Abel, cheskas aguf says that she had a finger, and it happened later. Rabban Gamliel holds that she's believed. So why state in the reisha that the father has to prove when it happened? Ari, the husband doesn't know when it happened. So why it says in the reisha that the father has to prove? Al kochoch, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. That doesn't go. Basa cheskes aguf. Frank the Gemara Barazei. Why in the Sefer the husband has to prove? Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's never believed. Amoytze mechaver olavaray. Azay Frank the Gemara. Open Ein Hei Amud Beis, the first couple lines in the Gemara. Taime de Maisi Avraye. Holo Maisi Avraye Abal Meheman in the Reishe. Mani Rabbi Yeshua. Do Amar Levi Pion Echai. Eime Seife. Nichneso Lirshus Abal, Abal Tzorich Lo Aviraye. Taime de Maisi Abal Raye. Holo Maisi Abal Raye Oav Meheman. Aso Le Rabbi Gamliel. Do Amar Nehemenes. Omar Ablezer Tavre Misheshon Azul Leshon Azul. Reish Rabbi Yeshua Sefer Rabban Gamliel. Amod me Gemara. So the Gemara says, not legabe Pesach Pesuach, the same sugi exactly. Instead of Pesach Pesuach, a person marries a Yisha and he finds that she's missing a finger. And the Reish state that the husband is believed misafik, he doesn't have to pay her the ksuve, he claims Mekach Toes. Maybe it was before. And the Sefer state that the father is believed and he has to pay a ksuve. Asol Rabban Gamliel. So the Gemara is really medamed this suffix to machlekes Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. That's a mod nezach. Zog the Gemara in Ein Vov Amud Aleph. Go to Ein Vov Amud Aleph. Ravashi Omar. Nay. Everything is Rabban Gamliel. Zog Rashi. Look in Rashi Mamas Ravashi Omar. Mehade nami leukme kule ki Rabban Gamliel de chazoke de gufe adife. Again, Rashi has one word to say in Rabban Gamliel. What wins? Cheska saguf. So if cheska saguf wins, so be'etzem everyone had to believe to who? That the lady is believed to collect the ksuve, the father is believed to collect the ksuve, and to say that what she's missing a finger happened later. So why in the Reish state ala avlo viraye? Zog the Gemara hazeh lefi Rashi. Reish mone leabo biyodecho. Seife mone li biyodecho. Rashi says like this. We're talking a young girl that the ksuva goes to the father. Who has the cheskes aguf? The girl. The cheskes aguf of the girl can help the father to get money. Doesn't make sense below. This was their state. Masha Egan in the Sefer, she's married already, so the money goes to her. So her cheskes aguf helps to her. As they said, Rashi. So state Rashi klor, Alzistoli and Chazoke. So again, we'll take the case of Ein Hei. She got married and you find the mum. We'll take the Reisha. You find the mum. Zog the Gemara, the husband is believed, he doesn't have to give a ksuve till she proves that it happened later. Why? Ay Rabban Gamliel goes basar chazoke, while she's young, and the money goes to the father, and the chazoke is by her, it can't help. Zog Teisves, I would say more pashut. While the father wants the money, and the bori is the girl, father doesn't know what happened to her finger. So b'meile, bori ali da'achir doesn't help. Rabban Gamliel says, Chaskas aguf only helps b'tziruf bori. He's missing the bori. So lechura, you can explain pshat why in the reishi you're not nemon because the father doesn't have a bori. Zog teisus, but it's not a real pshat because then the gemara didn't have to say atchi yoviraye. The gemara had to say atchi yoimar bori. B'meila, I'm learning like Rashi. B'meila zog teisus, I'm learning like Rashi. This is the tamtzis, the sugi, and dafa involved. So I want again. Comes out like this. Lefi Rashi, be'etzem, we have four gemores, machlekes Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and ksuvas. The first machlekes is bayos, yudbeis and mudbeis, misharastani ne'enasti. She says it happened later, he says it happened before. The halacha is we believe her. Zog di gemore lemanom abor v'shem ala bar yodif, why we believe her? She has a cheska saguf. The Rishonim learn Bori b'tziruf cheskas aguf. Rashi learns only cheskas aguf, no Bori. Mitzad cheskas aguf, she wins. You're right. Grada here, she also has Bori. But Rabban Gamliel didn't mean that the Bori b'tziruf cheskas aguf. Rabban Gamliel meant that the cheskas aguf could be moitzi mamon. It follows with Nocha Gemore and after Zion is an argument when she got married. She was a arusa almana. She's a psula almana. The Mishnah says she's not believed. Frag the Gemara lefi Rabban Gamliel, why she's not believed? Rashi explains, she has a cheskes aguf. And for the Gemara, because he's not a Shema. So did Loshan Agmor, you could have said like the Rishonim, you need Bari Veshema, and there it's Bari Vebari, and the Shita Mekubetes answered Levi Rashi that if the Muzik is a Bari, you don't go Basachez Kesaguf. Now we're going to the next two Gemores, where state Shitas Rashi. The two Gemores. One Gemore in Lamedvov, the way Rashi learns, Chereshet could collect the Ksuve. She doesn't have a Bari. Zogt Rashi about the selbe Sach. You tiny from Misharastani Nenasti. And the Cheskes Aguf is Moitzi Momen. I, she doesn't have a Bori, but he's also not a Bori. Beshema Veshema Zogt the Shita Lefi Rashi, Cheskes Aguf is Moitzi Momen, Alibi de Rabban Gamliel. The last Gemore is Ayin Vov Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, why Legabi Mumim? She's not believed. If she's married already, she's believed. Cheskes Aguf. Abavail, the Ksuve goes to the father. Zogt Rashi or Yesoid, you can't be Mitzar if the Cheskes Aguf, if the Isha, to give the money to the father. Cheskes Aguf only helps to that person. State in Rashi again, not Mitzad Bori Veshemo. Cheskes Aguf wins the moment. And while here, he doesn't have the Cheskes Aguf, only the daughter, but Mele he doesn't get the money. And Zoktay says that he wanted to learn Pshat Mitzad Bori Veshemo, but it's not Mashma. And Mele Tesis learns that the Gemara and Ayin Vov is like Rashi, that Cheskes Aguf Levat is Moitzi Momen. And if you go back to the Tesis in Lamed Vov, this is the Raya that Tesis said when he was Cholek and Rashi, Umiyu Lekamon Bedaf Ayin Vov is Muchach, that Cheskes Aguf is Moitzi Momen without a Bori. So this is Be'etzem, the Machleikes, over all of the sugyas. If we go back, the Rishonim learned, and every time, even Tesis of Tzayin, and of Ayin Vov, when they start the sugya, all of them yell, Daf Tzayin state, you have to come to both. Daf Tzayin state, you have to come to both. Without Bori Veshema, Cheskes Aguf cannot be Moitzi Momen. And why? Tesis in Lamed Vov said, because there's a Reyu says, Shoshochud Lefonecho, Pnei Yeshua says, Tam, Cheskes Aguf is not stark enough to be Moitzi Momen, Mechateset will be stark enough. This is the Rishonim. The Balamor calls it Talti, the Shita calls, the Meiri calls it Bori Betziruf Cheskes Aguf, the Shita calls it Bori Betziruf Cheskes Aguf. Rashi and the Maskona of Teisves, in both places, he is Mesupik every time, but Lemaise and Maskona, he learns like Rashi, that Rabban Gamliel just said a Yesoid. You go Bosar Cheskes Aguf. Cheskes Aguf is Moitzi Momen. Cheskes Aguf Becherashes is Moitzi Momen. Bemumim it's Moitzi Momen. Or if it's not the right person, it's not Moitzi Momen. By us, it's Moitzi Momen. Even Beshema Veshema to be Moitzi Momen. This is Shitas Rashi. Where it's very Meduyek in Rashi, first, in all of the Gemores, going from Yudbeis Amud Beis on the bottom, Tezayin Amud Aleph, Lamed Vov Amud Aleph, Ayin Vov Amud Aleph, Rashi never mentions a Bori Veshema in Rabban Gamliel. Rashi only mentions Ukma Achazok Kedegufe. Rashi never mentions Cheskes Momen. Bori Veshema. Only Ukma Achazkosa. Only Ukma Achazkosa. Only Ukmeachis Kosa. The Teretz is, because if Rashi, it's only Cheskes Aguf. It's only Cheskes Aguf. It's very meduyek. And Rashi by us in the Mishneh, the Zel Bezach. We already mentioned it when we started the Sugi. Go back to our Sugi. Rashi says, Kosal Kedai Toch Mishum De Bori Veshem O Bori Odif. Kosal kedai toch. Are lefi da rishonim et states bori v'shem bori odif. No, b'tzirut chazoket. Rashi says, kosal kedai toch. The Gemara will try to go with bori v'shem, aber gleich nicht. Gleich we will get out of it. Gleich we will not go with bori v'shem. Kosal kedai toch. We gotta have a minute to go with bori v'shem. We gotta have a minute to go with bori v'shem. Aber lemaisa we're going without bori v'shem. Lemaisa we're going without Bori Veshema, Zogt Rashi. Das is Shitas Rashi. So the Vail, if someone will ask us, so what is the Machlekes Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? We have the Val Trias Beirim. We have the Hava Mina from the Gemara, and that and Manda Omar Bar Yodif could stay with that. That Rabbi Gamliel holds Bar Yishema Bar Yodif, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Lav Bar Yodif. And we have the Maskone from the Gemara, it's Mitzad Chazoke. And here we have the Rishonim learn Bori Betziru Chazoke, and this is the way they learn all of the Gemaras. And in every Gemara you have to shtel to say other a different pshat. And Rashi learns no. Stomer the sugis and masech the ksuvis is Rabbi Gamliel goes bosar chazoke the gufe and the cheskas a gufe is moitzi momen. And this is the reason afilu becheresheh it's moitzi momen. And if I involve is moitzi momen. And in every place it's moitzi momen, even without the bori. Is one more shita to have a davar shalem is the Ramban and daf lamedvav. The Ramban says like this: Be'etzem I learn like Rashi. Be'etzem I learn like Rashi that the cheskas aguf is the moitzi the moment. So why the Gemara has to say ta'aminen? This is be'etzem the kasha and Rashi's pshat. So in Rashi we have to say eitzem. But the Ramban asks, he says, I hold the cheskas aguf wins. If the cheskas aguf wins, so why you need a bori? Says the Teretz says, but it's a reyes in the cheskas aguf. Why? Shal Shochu Teisa says. Lemai said the chesk, the goof changed. The Bori Veshema only helps to fix the Reyuse. Again, don't call it a tziruf. The Bori Veshema closes the holes. Like we said a svore, when you have a chazoke, cheskes tzadeikes brings back the chazoke. The stome brings down the chazoke. Bori Veshema, so mistome. Well, he's a Bori and he's a Shema, so I don't think that the Reyuse happened. The Bori Veshema is only to be Mesalek the Reyuse. But how you moitzi momen? Cheskas aguf. This Ramban is a Shlomet, the Ramban in Bobe Basre. So what the first Teretz learns? How you moitzi momen? The first Teretz of the Gemara, how you moitzi momen? Man, what's the first Teretz of the Gemara? Not Chazok, what's the first Teretz? Migu. Migu, the first zog the Ramban mikan muach shemigu lo eitzi amrina. If you learn that as a tziruf, so make a teisa. The Ramban lefi Rashi also it will be like that. Only if we say that the first teretz is different. But dainu, so it's Ramban. It's four shittas shem shalosh. Dainu, the first ma'alach of the Gemara before the Gemara started is mitzad bori v'shema. The Gemara says, no, it's mitzad chazoke. And here we have three drochim. Rashi, pure chazoke, only chazoke. The Ramban says, chazoke, but it's a reyus, the Bori Veshema fixes it. But it's chazoke. And the third mahalach is the shite, balamoer, and the meiri, it's a Bori with cheskes aguf. If it's Bori with cheskes aguf, or kiloshim balamoer tarti, doesn't make a difference. But this is be'etzem. Now we have to know in all of the Rishonim, this is the way when you mistake in the sugyas, it's called like this. Daf to Zion is a raya that you need both. The Moshe, if the Ramban, Daf to Zion is good. While you need the siyata, you don't have the siyata. Yeah, if the Rishonim, you need both. Lefi Rashi, Daf to Zion is a shveri gemore. Le'umas them, Daf lamed vov is the raya to Shitas Rashi. Daf lamed vov is a raya to Shitas Rashi. Because state clor that chereshes gets a ksuba. Why chereshes gets a ksuba? She doesn't have a body. That gemore is Rashi's gemore. So lamed vov is a gemore like Rashi. How we answer the loyal of Rashi? So Tesis comes with a new pshat. Chereshes gets a ksuba. Because every person in the world is becheskes mukaseit. Every person. Just normally you don't get it because midelei toano. But bechareshes, we say she's a mukaseit. And mistama is not even a mekachtoes. Because you know that mistama is a mukaseit. Every isha is becheskes mukaseit. She's midelei toano, we say that she's not a mukaseit. Midelei toano, we say she's not a mukaseit. This is be'etzem, the sikum of the shittas. Let me get invited back to our sugya. We'll start the next Mishnah. He aimer es mukaseitzani. V'u aimer loiki alot rusas ishat. Rabban Gamliel Oimer Ne'emenes, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Le'mipiyo Anuchai. So now we'll go back to the kasha that we asked. Rabban Gamliel holds Ne'emenes. If she says Mukaseit, she's Ne'emenes. If she says Mukaseit, she's Ne'emenes. Why she's Ne'emenes? Why in the Mishnah Rabban Gamliel holds she's Ne'emenes? Why she's Ne'emenes? Leman Oma Bori v'Shem Bori Odi, if she has a Bori, say them. Leman Oma, she has a Migu. Rashi says in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, before she has a Migu, she could have said Mukaseit Tachtecho. Oh, but if you have to go mitzad chazoke, where is she? If you have to go mitzad chazoke, if you have to go mitzad chazoke, lechur, where is the chazoke? Cheskas Aguf says that it was later. She doesn't say that it was later. She says she was a mukaseitz. This is the kasha we brought down from the Ran. Frek the Ran, where is the chazoke? She doesn't have a chazoke. Where is her chazoke? If Bori B'Shemo, it's okay. If Migu, it's okay. Oh, but if she has to have a chazoke, where is her chazoke? This was the Ran's kasha. Where is the chazoke? So we mentioned one teretz that the Ran says, Cheskas B'Dois Yisroel Eino Mezanes. We said it only helps the Gabi Znus, it doesn't answer the Gabi Oines. This is what we spoke out Yom Chamishi. Before we go to the other terutzim, we have a new teretz here. Mukaseitz is Neman because every lady is Mukaseitz. Every lady is Becheskes Mukaseitz. Zog Teisus, why she's not believed? Mideloitono. Mideloitono. She was toin, Mukaseitz. She's believed. Why Rabbi Shua is Choylek? We have to listen. That's in Rabbi Shua. Shua doesn't hold like that. Fakert. This Mishnah is no Shaykhis to the Machlekes. Again. Rashi answered Migu. You're right. This Gemara would not have to have not a Migu and not a Chazoka. She'll be believed because she said Mukaseitz. Tachtecho, lav tachtecho, that she has to come to a Migu. But the Etzem Azar that she says Mukaseitz, she's believed. What? In one case. No, she has to say. If she didn't say, it's Mekachtoes. Again, but if she doesn't say, so she's Becheskas that she didn't say. Oh, but not, so now she's believed, but she's not believing before. She's not believed that it happened now. He didn't know. She was mad to him. So Mekachtoes because he didn't know. Again, they say. If they didn't say, he doesn't have to assume that they are. And if you see good in the Teisus Arosh and Lamed Vov, he's merames that this is the pshat. Oh, but if we don't want to go with Teisus, and Rashi for sure doesn't go with Teisus, so we have vital the kasha. Why she has a chazoke? Where is a chazoke? Where is a chazoke? Where is the chazok? Okay, she says Mukaseitz, he says Drusa Shish. If we learn from Rabban Gamliel that you have to have a chazok, where is the chazok? Where is the chazok? Zog the Ramban, I will tell you a teretz. She's Nemon Mitzad Migu. She has a Migu. She could have said Drusa Shishani. Tachtecho. And she will get all of the money. She says Mukaseitz, not Tachtecho. She says Mukaseitz now. She has a Migu. She could have said Drusas Ish Tachtecho. Boinus. And then she will get the money. Why would she say Drusas Ish, she will be believed? Only because Chazoke. She has a Chazoke. Not because Migu Mukaseitz. Zog de Chazay. You have to come to the Teretz of Chazoke. Why the Gemara doesn't stay with the Teretz of Migu, Zog the Ramban, and that Zayin? Because in the Mukaseitz is no Migu. Oh, but she could have said Misharastani Nainasti. And why should she be named Misharastani Nainasti? Because she has a Cheskes Aguf. She can't be named because she said Mukaseitz. What? That Ramban says is not a Maile. There's no difference Tachtecho or Laf Tachtecho. This is Cholik and Rashi. So he says like this. Well, she could have said, she has the migu, she could have said, Mishara Stam in Nasti. Then she'll get the money. Why she will get the money? No, but she says now, Mukaseit. She's not getting Mukaseit money. The Fira Be'er is no migu, the Gemara says. She has a migu, she could have said, Mishara Stam in Nasti, and she will get Mukaseit. Why should be named by Rastani Nehnasti? Because she has a chazok. Now, more from that. So, Rabbi says like this: even if the migu is a migu, while Chazkas Aguf says that Misha Rastani Nehnasti, she's believed, or Mukas says Tachtecho, she's believed. Doesn't make a difference. So, she's named to say that it happened Tachtecho. So, maybe she could say that it happened now, but migu that it happened later. As I said, the Rambam, she could say that it happened now, but migu that it happened later. Rashi didn't like this migu. Mistame Rashi learned that a lady doesn't want to say Mishara Stani Nehnasti, she's posul a kahuna, it's a shvacha taina. The Ramban says she gets money, it's nishkan taina. But the Ramban says she has a migu, she could have said Mishara Stani Nehnasti, and of them is a cheskes aguf that it happened later, she'll be Nehmon, but maybe she's Nehmon, she has a migu, but ain't a chenami, chazoka she will not have. Here you'll have to be Nehmon, but tziruf migu. Just this migu will help lekule alme. The Besalevi brings down another teretz. The Besalevi says she was born Ksuvoso was Mosai. She has a chazoke, she never lost that amount of money. She's Alemol Royto Ksuve Mosai. When she was born, how much she was worth? How much she was tagged? 200. Mistama, that number stayed. Now what? If Mukasei is Ksuba Soman, Mechateisa had changed. What? No, when she got married, Cheskes Psula, she's masking that it changed, she became a Mukasei. She's masking that she became a Mukasei. But that her money changed, the Cheskes Aguf says that her money didn't change. No, no. A person is worth amount of money. Is a chazoke that amount of money that he's worth didn't change? That's a new kind of chazoke. I want to explain. There's a reason that Besalevi wants to come to this cheshbon. We divide. We're mesada the dvarim. We divide. We had a kashe when we learned the sugi of Yud Gimel. She says mukaseitz. He says drusasish. Rabbi Gamliel believes her. Everyone is masking what happened before. He claims Mekachtois Veloiklum. She says Mukasetz Money. She's believed. And we're asking why she's believed. If it's a Migu, it's okay. If it's a Chazoke, where's the Chazoke? This is what we're asking. Where's the Chazoke? Ari, she's masking that something changed in her body. She's masking that something happened. If Moshe Astani Nehnasti, the Cheskes Aguf says it happened later. But here that it for sure happened before what happened, how the Cheskes Aguf could say what happened? This is the Kasha. How the Cheskes Aguf could say what happened. And on that we said we have different terutzim. Taisus has a different Malach in the Gemara. The Ran asks the Kasha, and the Ran says Cheskes Bnei Yisrael Eino Mezanes. The Ramban says Taka, it's only working with a Migu. And the Besalevi wants to come to say there is a Nuchazoke, that the amount of money didn't change. Okay, we'll stop. We'll explain.